Hot chocolate. There is a bride and a groom and all their white attendants. And the boardwalk is crowded with people dressed for winter, taking a late afternoon walk through lengthening shadows, leaning on the intricate wrought iron fence, looking out over the St. Lawrence as the tankers haul fuel to Quebec. The groom is a captain in the Royal Canadian Navy. The bride is underdressed. A gust from the river billows her lace overskirt to one side, toppling the flower girl who'd been swinging her calla lilies like a censer. The photographer leaps, leads the flower girl out of frame, crouches again. We cannot hear what he says to the couple, as the wind has turned and a piano tuner's stutter step peppers the air. It's almost fog, the way the notes wrap around them. Now the groom steps in front of his beloved, takes her reddened ears in his hands, and moves his mouth over her face, blowing. Just like this, a man blows the froth across the surface of a cup of hot chocolate before he begins to drink.